about things. And I don't do good at lecturing, so I would much rather have us watch a video first. I think it'll generate a lot of questions about this work and how it could apply to theater work. And then if we have some time, towards the end we have a studio available, we can go do some actual hands-on practice. Some very simple stuff that you can do in your street clothes, and you get a direct feel for the work. This kind of work is it's a physical awareness discipline. It's at one point it was called art sport, and it's an improvisational dance form that really looks at investigating a very wide range of possible responses to two bodies moving spontaneously while sharing a point of physical contact. Work is very physical. It's very oriented around being in the present moment with another person and sharing the joy of movement spontaneously. It was developed in the early 70s by people who were mostly modern dancers, kind of came out of historically the Judson Church era of modern dance. If any of you have ever heard of that, postmodernism. People looking at pedestrianism, and really a group of people that really took dance to new places. They said, "Well, what would happen if everything was considered dance?" And so they started to work with very pedestrian movement, and contact improvisation is part of that. So standing, walking, sitting, rolling, jumping, it really doesn't encompass any set style or set series of moves like a lot of other dance forms do. It's really extremely broad. And when they started investigating this work, they were really looking at simplifying our physical responses to each other, kind of trying to get below our habitual responses and find out what was more instinctual, what could be an instinctual response to a physical moment of truth between two or more people. So it was, in the beginning, it was very rough. And it's over the last 20 years, it's gotten refined, more and more refined, and I think a lot more subtle in the work. And in this videotape, it spans kind of a history of the work, and you'll get a chance to see what people were exploring in the early 70s, and in the late 70s, and the early 80s, and so forth. So we'll really get a nice view of the development of this work. Any questions? Good. Let's watch this, and then I got some more to say about how this work applies to theater and performance in general, and I'm sure you'll have some questions. So let's take that.
Several equal and opposite reactions are possible. Therein lies an opportunity for improvisation. Thank you. It is a meditation. It is watching the reflexes at work, knowing they are subtle and dependable, not just emergency measures. Standing became one of our disciplines, keeping the mind attentive to the body's present moment. This simple practice was preparation for the complex interactions that would arise with a partner, as with the throwing and catching practices that called for instant response, introducing ourselves to a dreamlike state. Longer. time to feel what was happening. senses expand into spherical space, and the muscular system learns to respond to touch on any surface of the body. Any point can be the fulcrum for leverage and continuity. Contact improvisation became widely defined. In looking at NASA's development over 11 years, we've seen one strand of the physically rigorous and interwoven structure of contact improvisation. An important aspect of contact improvisation is the pleasure of moving and the pleasure of dancing with somebody in a very spontaneous way. It happens in a framework which considers the body in all its variety as the primary focus from which the mind can draw. With this, the dance is refinable to ever more precise relationships with the physical forces.
About how this is taught now. Has it been defined in some sort of form or structure or certain movements?
Yeah, it has. And each teacher has their own style and what they bring out of this. Particularly, a lot of my focus has to do with working with the physical skills that are necessary to do this kind of work safely. So I do a lot of work with teaching people falling skills, rolling skills, lifting with ease, how to give and support body weight. Because you need a certain amount of physical skills in order to do this work, because it's very different than how we normally are in our bodies, right? There's a lot of different movement in that than you would normally do in your daily activity, right? And like they said, it's a very different orientation to space. It's very circular work. So one of the things that is trained mostly in doing this work is your ability to orient spatially, and it can be very disorienting at first. And that's one of the best things about it, in that it trains you how to stay relaxed in your body even when you're disoriented. How to stay relaxed in your body. Those moments when Nancy was falling off of Kurt's shoulder into the floor. It's like she could extend through a very relaxed body. But she was used to being disoriented. So I work a lot with physical skills. And I also work with the perception of your own movement and the ability to be in very close relationship to your own movement, to really be able to pay attention to what you're doing, as well at the same time to be able to pay close attention to what somebody else is doing, which is one of the best skills that I find this work is for acting students and all performers, to be able to be on stage and be able to know what you're doing but not get lost in what you're doing and lose contact with what's going around you, or on the other side, to be so aware of your external reality, the audience, what the audience is doing or feeling, what your fellow performers are up to, that you lose contact with yourself. So my work is really a lot about finding for yourself a balance of inner and outer awareness, being able to be in contact with both. And other people do other, you know, focus on different aspects of the work. But yes, it's very, it's, you know, very clearly taught as a, you know, progressive form. Yeah, there's a few people here who are my students currently.
It's one of the valuable things for actors is about trust and about sharing weight and learning about your response system when somebody else moves into your space.
Because this works, you know, so much with what can be very challenging relationships to gravity and the floor, being supported by somebody else. It's really, you, trust is a main issue. And one of the things that you get out of this work is your ability to really trust yourself in lots of different physical realities and situations, as well as be able to trust somebody else. And when you're in a situation that might be potentially on the edge for you, you might be close to your edge, learning how not to retract and pull into yourself and shorten, disengage, which is a very habitual response for a lot of us, but rather to move through that into extending both physically and emotionally to this other person and to ride it out together. So you might be familiar with that in acting. You get to that place with your edge and you pull in, or you stop the flow of what's happening because of your own emotional responses. And in this work, what you really find is that what works is when you're at that edgeful place is that you extend even more into the situation to your partner. So trust is very, very much a part of this work. Very much.
Also for people who are very intellectual in their process, what they said about the body being able to think faster than the mind is key in this work. That for people who are sort of the process, constantly process everything and not have a sense of freedom, that this can really free up. You can't think. You cannot sit there and analyze or what they say, prepare for the moment to come.
And you get, what's great about context, you get immediate feedback about that. It's not some verbal way. You begin to feel what's going on around you, be able to respond very immediately to that without having to think about it. Because in studying this work, that space, the ability to do that becomes almost subconscious. You find that your body is responding instinctively in a way that's in contact versus a way that's not in contact with what's going on around you. And that can be a really wonderful base for your acting. It's like you can trust that your body is in contact with what's going on around you. And that frees up a lot of your attention for other more creative activities. The script or whatever you want to focus on.
It helps to bring down the self-monitor that's always watching. How am I looking as I'm doing this? Which is something that can really be trapping in acting.
Yeah, that's when I watched this time, I realized that for actors and for people who are new movers, who haven't done a lot of movement or don't consider themselves movement artists or dancers or whatever you want to call yourself, in a physical way, there's no judgment or value put on being graceful, as you could see. I mean, there was a lot of mistakes that happened, people falling on their face, crashing into each other. There's no value judgment about it. There are no mistakes. And so it really frees you up to just explore movement spontaneously and to get out of the way. So it can really free yourself up to just being the body and exploring yourself physically.
If you get high possibility of injury, how do you prevent that?
It's really funny. A lot of people bring that up. I've been teaching this work for 14 years, and one person has been injured in my classes. I've done a tremendous amount of work. And I think that speaks not only to the form, but also to the way I teach it. And obviously, if you were to try to move like the people on this video, you wouldn't have had the skills. But as you can see in the beginning, they really took their time to move with their eyes closed and to retrain their ability to sense through the skin and really allow themselves to develop in the form. And I think because it works so much with a non-thinking, non-analytical way approach to movement, what happens is very organic. It comes out of your physical structure. It's really sending signals to you all the time. So the choices that you make are really, to a large degree, based on what is possible for the body to do. So you find that you do things that are organic to the physical structure. And in fact, learning this work, you learn a lot about the physical structure of your body, the skeleton, the muscles, what the body can do.
So when you typically go out on the floor, is there some sort of context that is connected, or is it just moved together, or is it like you are? Is there some context put around it so people a circumstance, or do you know what I mean? Like, you're a legend. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
That seems like
and that often happens. Perceptual scores are set with these sort of images or situation, not really in the same sense like an acting situation where you're given a place and a situation, a character, and that kind of thing. It's more working with the physical reality of your body and the space and the other people. You are often given a situation, given a problem, or given a structure to work within. Yeah, and it depends. It's those are helpful ways in. I think what this work really is it's an improvisational art. I don't think you can really completely define what it is to play jazz, and that's what this work is. But yes, we do. What do we got? We got 10 minutes. Let's do it. Who's up for it? All right. Okay, we're going to go to the studio over there.
Thank you. You're welcome.
If you're leaving now and you're not coming over with us, I left some flyers here about a one-day workshop I do through the Experimental College and another class, a movement class that I teach. If you want to grab some information before you go, you're welcome. Sure.
Are you moving?